Fighters, it's time for the Thursday Q&A episode here on the Contractor Fight Podcast. We take your questions and we answer them here on the show. Send your questions to help@thecontractorfight.com with the subject line podcast to get your questions in front of us. Tom and I will pick the questions that are the most relevant to the people here in the fight. You guys rock. Let's do this.
All right, Jocelyn, what's going on? Good to see you. I included my overhead in my hourly rate. Do I still include it in the gross profit? You're not including it in gross profit. It's working out to be whatever the gross profit is after you produce the job. So let me say this. A lot of people, they will figure up what their hourly rate needs to be. All right. So let's say, you know, because guys, you have to charge for the field labor. You have to charge for to recover overhead, and then you have to charge to have net profit. So for the sake of math, let's just say it's $20 for my field labor per hour, it's $20 for my overhead per hour, and it's $10 for my net profits. That's $50 an hour. Okay. And if it's a 10-hour job, 50 times 10 is $500. You pay your guy his money. The money that's left over is the gross profit. And then that pays the overhead and it pays the net profit if you finish on time. What a lot of people are doing, Dan, is they're doing that. They're figuring up that hourly, then they're doubling it. So you're actually charging twice for your overhead and your net profit, and then you're pricing your ass out of the running and making your prices way higher than they need to be. So, Jocelyn, this is kind of a tough thing just to answer quickly here with the question that you asked, but
what the charge worksheet would solve this question for if Roz could throw the
link. Yeah, actually, I don't even think I told Dan this, but last week I was like, you know, this what to charge sheet that we just did a big video on the other day and stuff and all this garbage, I think it's doing more harm than good. It's confusing people. So where we're going, I'm actually going to be getting rid of that, Dan. I'm going to take it away, and I'm just going to push people to go use the job costing sheet.
Right. It does the like same,
just plug shit in the job coster, hit enter, and pre-job cost the project, and then go, okay, that's the gross profit I want. We're good. It's simple. Good.
One more thing for team meeting in an hour. There's one from Anthony. How do you do? We've heard this a lot lately too. How do you deal with estimates with the way materials are all over the place price wise?
And what do you, the material cost is fluctuating without losing the job if you overprice it. Yeah. We hear that a lot.
Yeah. It's just kind of like, well, how long's the lead time from the time you close a deal? Your estimate to close is one thing. And I don't know about this guy's prices or what he does, but my prices aren't changing daily or weekly. There's been maybe 3 changes over the course of the year. So it didn't really bite me that badly. Mm-hmm. But if you're getting a deposit and you've got a shop, you can buy the materials at that day's prices. And you know that you're insulated going forward if they go crazy. And you might lose if they go down, like early season lumber, you could get burned doing that. But that's mm-hmm. one way to do it if you're good with your money and managing other people's money. The other thing, if you do like the way I do it with my materials at cost formula, is just I put in that number and I had to do it several times where I quoted like $1,500 and we get done with the job, or I started doing like, we're like $2,500. I just had to go have that conversation. I'm like, hey, you remember when I told you, Tom, that things might go nuts because the market's fucking crazy? Well, here we are. You know, this is what you're looking at. And because I had vanguarded it, put it out there, yep. It wasn't a problem. Well, they weren't excited to give me another $1,000, but they knew it was coming. The chance was there. So that's how you can do it. And that allows you, instead of being afraid of where materials are going, to lock them in, get a deposit, get them off of the market, and get that job on your schedule.
Yeah, and here's the other thing with this price thing, guys, and the materials. 2 things. Number one, it's not your problem. It's the customer's problem, because shit costs what shit costs. That's number one mindset. Number two, a lot of times that we get this question, Dan, and I'm not saying this was whoever asked it here. I'm sorry, Anthony, I think it was. Yeah. I'm not saying this is the case with Anthony at all. I'm just saying if we get 10 questions that are like this, 7 of them are rooted in the relationship with the client's gotten combative, right? And now they're having to deal with it. Like, well, the prices went up and now I'm arguing with the customer and they don't want to pay me and all this. Guys, this is a sales process issue. This is a marketing issue. This is content that could be on your website. This is a live video you could do from the lumberyard going, hey, listen, you know, one of the biggest questions we get right now is, hey, Tom, you know, what's up with the material prices and can you guarantee what it's going to be? Guys, run into the punch with this stuff. Send that link to people. Create that content. Dan used a phrase called vanguarding. It means you're basically defusing a bomb before it blows up in your face later on, right? By having a conversation like, hey, Dan, I just want to let you know. And guys, this should be in writing. Hire a great attorney. We one of our coaches in the fight is Carolyn Cromines, the Cromines Law Firm. She's down in Houston, works with contractors all over the country. So you want to check her out, have her write your contracts with this stuff so that you're at least protected. But just because it's in your contract, you still got to, don't assume they're going to read it. Most people don't read shit. So you got to have that conversation and just go, you know, hey, the nature of this is blah, blah, blah. And another thing based on how long your sales cycle is this price is good for freaking 3 days. And that's not like you got to make a decision in 3 days and I'm going to put pressure on you. But Dan, if I come paint your house or build something for you, you got to know that if we don't lock this in and I get a deposit and put a deposit down on the material,
yeah,
the materials might go up 5, 15, 20% in the next however weeks, right? So it's about having these uncomfortable open conversations
yeah.
up front.
Yeah. And before you even do all those extra videos and all that crap, like it really just boils down to what I see all the time is just no confidence directly addressing cost on the front end. You know, it's just mm-hmm. be about this. People just don't avoid that hard conversation. So you start off with that. There's just so many variables in some of these situations that
yep.
lead to butt hurt.
Hey, fighters, listen, we surveyed our membership in the contractor fight and 97% of the fighters in our groups said that they would love to see a combination of our Shinfu sales training and our 100K contractor program. And so heading into 2022, that's what we did. We have done away with the Shinfu Mastermind. We've done away with the 100K contractor program, and we have combined the best of both of those programs into one new program for 2022 and beyond called Battleground. This is a place where we help you grow your business through learning how to market and sell and lead and know your numbers, you know, your mindset. I could go on and on and on, guys. This is the most powerful program, the most impactful program. I'm super excited about it. I want to invite you to go to thecontractorfight.com/battleground and check out what we have going on there. Thecontractorfight.com/battleground. And jump in, man. You get our Shinfu training, you get our foundations video program, you get marketing bootcamp, you get all the monthly calls and access to coaches. And guys, I could go on and on. Just go to the link, check out what you get there, and let's quit playing games. Let's grow your business in 2022. You guys rock. Let's do this.
All right, couple more here and we'll get rolling. Actually, John's question real quick. Do you think Facebook advertising is a good idea? Maybe. Depends. Like everything works, guys. Okay, so John, I'm going to just say this. You're thinking tactics. Facebook ads are a tactic. Google ads are a tactic. Door knocking is a tactic. Direct mail is a tactic. I want you to think strategic. How do you want to build your brand? How do you want to position yourself? Determine three ways that you want to do that. For instance, one could be, we're going to be the best educators in our area in this trade. So that anytime that word of our trade is entered into Google, in our area, we're popping up 3, 4, 8 times on the organic searches and this and that. We become known for it. That's a strategy. And then you go, okay, what are the tactics that are going to get us there? So that's why I say maybe on that. All right, next question. Cameron, what should a first year look like for a new business when funding is limited to using the profits to reinvest? I have no access to any loans or outside help. I feel I had unrealistically high expectations of what was possible to achieve in the first year of business.
Okay. That depends too. But I think the first year in business should be a high gross profit business. So you're making money right out of the gate. Mm-hmm. And then you don't have to worry about having outside money sources. You don't have to worry about how you're going to pay yourself. You know, I don't know what your expectations were. If it was usually it's a revenue goal that people set, which is kind of misguided because with good gross profit, you can make all your financial goals without mm-hmm. hitting some ridiculous revenue goal. So that there's a post similar in the free group today about somebody just started. They're scared shitless. And it's like, you know, my advice in my position, it took me 10 or 11 years to reach out for help. And things were pretty thoroughly FUBAR at that point. And start right. Just like get some help, educate yourself, invest in yourself, and make sure you're charging enough. And because money actually does solve a lot of problems.
Yeah, it does. So here's a beautiful thing, Cameron, about the home improvement industry as a contractor. You don't need outside money if you do it right. Mm-hmm. Like Dan said, if you price your work properly, if you dial in your costs and efficiencies and these things, and then you take your profits, and profit is above and beyond what you have to pay yourself. And then you reinvest those profits back into the business, building your team, building your brand. So to me, the first year for a new business is all about not being in a hurry to hire if you're on the tools. Like if you're not on the tools, then obviously you got to hire. But like if you're on the tools, stay on the tools and make sure all the money goes into your pocket, that you're not going into debt, you're not borrowing money, you're pricing your work, you know, the way you need to price it. And then when you're not working on a project, what's that?
Good payment schedules too. Yeah. I was amazed how much people just hand me like 10 grand. I had like 150 grand deposits. The first time I started my company, I didn't have a crew yet. You know,
yeah.
People just like fucking hand you cash. It's amazing.
Yeah. And then when you're not working on a project, you are shaking hands. You're building relationships. You are introducing yourself to people. You are on the hunt. And this goes back to what we focus on, we get more of. So if you're focused on building relationships, you're going to build better relationships and more of them. If you're focused on, you know, generating your own leads and through influencers, you're going to get more of that. But if it's not a habit, it ain't going to happen very often. Okay. So the first year to me is all about you getting oxygen, not going into debt and building your brand. And then learn, like Dan said, learning how to start learning how to market, start learning how to really sell and connect and sell at higher rates and those types of things. I've just seen a lot of, and this, my own personal experience, I got out of the field probably a year and a half, 2 years sooner than I should have. Mm. Had I stayed in the field and followed my own advice that I'm giving you, you know, I probably would have put another $500,000 in my pocket in the first two and a half years of my business, in addition to what I already paid myself. So
yeah, we see that quite a bit, like in the rush to get out and grow, to get people in place. And the business owner bounces at that point and gets off the job site, and you lose a lot of momentum and kind of just training your way type of shit. So,
all right, I got a couple more here. Esco J Painting, first time here. Glad you're here. All right, Shopaholic Tiffany. All right, we're in West Virginia. One of the contractors for so-and-so, just blah, blah, blah. So what she's asking, what's a good ballpark number for a contractor business to profit weekly? My husband and I just started. Congrats on that. Again, it depends. What do you need to make? Okay, so let's just say you got to bring home $2,000. You got to keep $2,000 a week to run the family. You know, so you got the home bills and you got the business bills, and the business bills include, let's just say your home bills are 10 grand a month. Okay. And your business bills include maybe the shop and the truck payment and insurance and marketing and phones and, you know, internet service for the business and shit like that. And let's just say that's another, I'm pulling my calculator out here. Let's just say that's $5,000. Okay. We'll just say $5,000. Tiffany, I think, right? It's my sister-in-law's name. Yeah, Tiffany. All right, cool. That 10 grand that I need to pay myself a month to pay the bills at home is going into overhead now, Tiffany. Okay? So I'm going to take that 10,000 that I need to make for me, and then I'm going to take the 5,000 that I need for the business. That's 15 grand a month I got to keep, okay? And so if I sell my work at a 50% gross profit, you take the 15,000, divided it by 0.50, you got to bring in 30,000 for the month in order to keep the 15, because the other 15 is going to pay to do the job, your labor, your materials, your permits and shit like that. So this is, we reverse engineer everything here. We start with, what do you need to bring your, who cares what a good, and I understand the spirit of your question here, but what's a good ballpark number for a business to profit weekly? That question is rooted in, what's the going rate? Fuck the going rate. We don't care about the going rate. We care about what you need to bring home to your family, and then reverse engineer your pricing on that. So hopefully that makes sense. David, what's up, brother? So David's in our groups and stuff, and he asked a question here. David's a total FW. Tom, can you speak about the importance of surrounding yourself and networking with like-minded people and how that affects profitability and growth? Yeah, shit. Go get a copy of the book here, guys. It's free if you don't have it. Go to thecontractorfight.com/book, and all you got to do is pay for shipping and handling. Or you can get it on Amazon. If you're outside of the United States, get it on Amazon. You'll get it faster and it'll be cheaper than paying the shipping and handling to your country. But there's a chapter in here, if I can find it. What page is it? Yeah, 45. Chapter 45, there's a whole chapter here called Show Me Your Friends. And I talk deeply about the importance of who you hang with and how my life changed when I started leveling up the people that I hang with. Like, my health got better, my relationships got better, my bank account exploded. And it's funny because a lot of it was just, it was happening just by association because it changed my thinking. So, you know, David, that's my big takeaway on that. You know, with this, with relationships, you know, the power of relationships. One of the things, and so here's why I pulled the book out. One of the things I said here, now I can't see. I said, take a look around you. Do you see someone overweight? Chances are their closest friends are too. See that girl with a cigarette in her mouth? I bet some of her best friends have one too. How about that one dude who makes 40 to 50K per month? He probably surrounds himself with people who make about the same. Guys, I'm telling you, you become who you hang out with. And so not just improving your business, but look, like, be picky about who you want to hang with, because you are totally going to become who you hang with. I promise you. Roz, thanks for putting the book link. Can you put the job cost link in there? Guys, this job costing sheet is the game changer for me, and I want to share it with you guys. You can get it for free at, I think it's contractorfight.com/job cost. It's either job cost or job costing, or maybe it's both. I don't know. So if you don't have it, use it. And what I do is I run every, there's a left side of the sheet and the right side. I'm not going to show you now. I don't have time. All right. The left side is where you put in what you think's going to happen. And if everything goes right, that's what you're going to make on the job. Okay. And the right side is what actually happens when the job's done. You job cost the job and then you compare. There you go. Thanks, Roz. To me, that's, if there were one sheet that I could give people for the rest of time, it would really be that, because that's how you learn your numbers more than anything. Okay. All right. Looks like we got no questions coming in. If you have a question that you want us to address on one of these lives at some point on the podcast and stuff, send it to, is it help at thecontractorfight.com. And in the subject line, just put podcast, and we will dig in and address those questions. Super appreciate you guys. Have an awesome day, and I'll catch you next time. Hey, fighters, hopefully you got some value today from the Q&A episode and that you learned something that you can apply in your business. If you have a question, send an email to help@thecontractorfight.com. And in the subject line, put the word podcast, and we will get that question. We'll answer it on air for you. And also, don't forget to share this with another contractor. Give us a review on iTunes, wherever you listen to this. Super appreciate you hanging out with us here today. You guys rock. We got to roll. We're out.